Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Brandon Cole here. Your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm and a whole lot of stoic wisdom. Ever feel like you're constantly battling against a tidal wave of stress and anxiety? I get it. Life can be overwhelming. But what if I told you that there's a secret weapon that can help you conquer chaos? It's not some magical potion or ancient artifact, but something much more powerful. Embracing failure is a stepping stone to success. Yep, you heard that right, failure. The word itself sends shivers down most spines, but hear me out. Today, we're diving deep into the Stoic philosophy of seeing setbacks not as roadblocks, but as opportunities for growth and learning. Now, I'm not talking about ignoring red flags or throwing caution to the wind. We're talking about shifting your mindset, recognizing that every stumble is a chance to recalibrate, learn something new, and ultimately come out stronger on the other side. It's like those training videos where athletes analyze their mistakes in slow motion. They don't dwell on it, they dissect it, understand it, and then use it to refine their technique. That's what we're aiming for here, folks turning our failures into valuable data points that propel us towards success. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start embracing failure like a Stoic warrior. 1. Redefine failure. First things first, let's redefine what failure even means. It's not the opposite of success, it's a stepping stone on the path to it. Think about it, every successful person you know has faced countless setbacks along the way. They didn't just magically achieve their dreams overnight. They learned from their mistakes, adjusted their approach, and kept pushing forward. 2. Separate outcome from effort. Stoics understand that we can control our actions and effort, but not always the outcomes. Focusing solely on results can be a recipe for disappointment. Instead, channel your energy into putting in your best effort, regardless of the outcome. Remember, the journey itself is just as important as the destination. 3. Analyze, learn, adapt. When things don't go according to plan, resist the urge to wallow in self-pity or blame external factors. Take a deep breath, step back, and analyze what happened. Ask yourself, what went right? What could I have done differently? How can I use this experience to improve next time? 4. Seek constructive feedback. Don't be afraid to ask for feedback from trusted mentors, friends, or colleagues. They can offer valuable insights and perspectives that you might miss on your own. Remember, even the greatest minds benefit from constructive criticism. 5. Cultivate resilience. Life throws curveballs, it's inevitable. But by embracing failure as a learning opportunity, we build resilience, the ability to bounce back stronger from adversity. Think of it like building muscle. Every time you face a challenge and overcome it, you become more resilient, better equipped to handle whatever comes your way. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a budding entrepreneur who poured her heart and soul into launching her online store. She meticulously crafted each product, designed a stunning website, and even spent weeks networking with potential customers. But when the launch day arrived, crickets chirped. She wasn't met with the enthusiastic response she'd hoped for. Her sales were slow, and she started to doubt herself. But instead of giving up, Sarah took a step back, analyzed her marketing strategy, reached out to fellow entrepreneurs for advice, and made some necessary adjustments. She revamped her website, created engaging social media content, and focused on building relationships with potential customers. Slowly but surely, things began to turn around. Her sales started to pick up, and she even received glowing reviews from satisfied customers. Sarah's story is a perfect example of how embracing failure can lead to incredible success. It's not about avoiding setbacks, it's about learning from them, adapting your approach, and persevering with renewed determination. So, my friends, the next time you stumble, remember this. Failure isn't the end of the road, it's a detour that can lead to an even more fulfilling destination. Embrace the challenge, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Remember, success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Now go out there, make some noise, and turn those setbacks into triumphs. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their life. Until next time, stay calm, keep learning, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.